Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Summertime and the living is easy. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get tickets to visit the garden in this lovely beginning of summer weather. When you walk up to the main entrance of the garden, you might notice the beautiful blooms and foliage of the crinium lily just to the left of the entry ramp and the ocean of hot red-violet blooms of the rock purslane on the right. As we head into the garden and the month of July with the 4th of July holiday looming, this is a perfect time to plan your garden visit, especially with the opening of the new pollination garden coming up on Saturday. This redesigned space is a beacon for pollinators and a place where we can learn more about our natural coastal sage scrub environment. However, some of the California natives will establish better if planted in the fall. So for now, the garden landscapers have specially planted a backbone of large pollinator attracting plants and a carpet of a custom mix of California wildflower seeds planted to welcome both flying and walking visitors. Across the garden bed from the new pollination garden, you can see the angel trumpet trees are flush with blooms. These Brugmansia are golden and pink, but the flowers also come in cream, white, and even red. A double white can be found in the tropical garden next to the Bohannon Rose Garden. Sadly, these South American natives are considered extinct in the wild, but are now found all over the world as an ornamental garden specimen. Generally more fragrant at night, they are pollinated by bats, moths, and hummingbirds, and in our Mediterranean climate, will bloom regularly in flushes about every 6 to 8 weeks. Next to the angel trumpet is a lovely Brazilian plume. The pink fountains of tubular flowers are a favorite with the garden hummingbirds. Just around the corner in the garden beds of the Dorothy and Alan Lay Staghorn Fern Collection are some really great begonias. This family of plants do bloom. However, the blooms are nothing to write home about. The great thing about begonias is the diversity in the colors and sizes of the foliage. They bring incredible depth and some drama to the shady spots in the garden. You can find some in the diffused light in the greenhouse behind the tram stop as well. If you look closely, you can see that there are two hanging baskets of begonias in the greenhouse, and each basket is planted with two different begonias. On your way to the greenhouse to look at those begonia baskets, see the Mexican tree marigold. These big, fabulous, butter-yellow daisy-like flowers are just beginning to bloom and will decorate this wonderful plant all summer long. You might also notice the agapanthus blooms are beginning to pop open. These balls of blue blooms come in many blue shades and are prevalent throughout the garden. When you enter the greenhouse, you can see the plumeria along the sidewall on the left is blooming. Plumeria blossom is the flower that everyone knows as the Hawaiian lei flower. Just along the walkway is a dramatic beach spider lily, or Homunculus litoralis. It's part of the amaryllis family. Under this lily, there's a bromeliad blooming that sort of looks like it's plastic. And around that is a trailing ground cover plant called Purple Heart with purple foliage and a sweet, small, light lavender flower at the tips of the trailing vines. Just next to the bromeliad clump is a clump of Dorstinia. This is a Central American and South American native used by many native cultures as a medicinal plant. It is especially useful in treating venomous bites and intestinal issues. It spreads by rhizome and by expelling highly viable seeds. It's considered an invasive weed in the greenhouses and nurseries of Florida. Take a look overhead and see that beautiful hanging basket of light tangerine-colored flowers of an epiphyllum. Many bromeliads can be found throughout the garden. There are some clumps blooming in the tropical garden, and if you're near the overlook and walk up the creek, there's a clump that grows in dappled shade that's blooming. In a family of over 3,700 members, there are bromeliads that grow in every environment. If you're rounding up your walk in the garden in the afternoon, you could use a few minutes to cool off. Take a wander through the fuchsia collection. The variety of flower colors and sizes is astounding in this family of plants, as is the availability of trailing or upright plants. See if you can see the fabulous Nisus finding, a beautiful upright plant which is just that, a found seedling. The flower color is considered orange-red. Also see Monterey, a trailing fuchsia in a hanging basket with true salmon-colored flowers, or the fuchsia voodoo, a really dramatic bloom of white sepals over double dark purple petals. This plant can be either hanging or upright. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.